Hello, everyone, and welcome back to my podcast. Hopefully, you guys have been enjoying the podcast so far. I know there's only been two episodes out. Initially, I'll get into it, but initially, I was going to post three episodes all at once, and I'll explain to you why. First of all, I know I mentioned it in, I didn't realize I said in my first podcast over and over that I was 23. I'm not 23, I'm 22. My birthday is literally September 18th, 2001. If you guys want to know, which I'm literally 22. I don't know why I say I'm 23. So this episode today is going to be about how much of an overthinker I am. Like, we're basically going to talk about my anxiety. I've literally been telling everyone about how bad of anxiety I've been having and around this podcast. Because, I mean, on that first episode, I did mention about my biggest fears. And it just so happens that I feel like my anxiety is big enough to where it deserves an entire episode by itself, because I have a lot of it and I feel like, you know, let's talk about it. Okay. All right. Let's just roll the intro music because I love to hear my own voice. Okay.
Welcome to my podcast. Thank you for listening to me. Yeah. Hopefully I made some of you laugh because I love. Let me talk about it. Let me talk about it. Let me talk about it.
So, how's everyone doing today? I hope everyone is doing great. I hope everyone likes my intro music, BT Dubs. Yes, it's me singing. Yes, it's me performing. You guys know. You already know. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about my anxiety and how bad of anxiety I have. I have really bad anxiety in general. I feel like this is something that a lot of people can relate. I have high functioning anxiety, if that is something you could say. I don't freaking know what it is. I'm trying to get help for it, okay? Anyways, besides the point. So, I mentioned about how last week's episode, the week before that, all three of these were supposed to come out on the first day, which was on January 19th, right? They were all supposed to come out on the same day. However, I did not because I had anxiety over it. I was like, well, the only reason I was going to is because I saw this thing on it. I was like, okay, let's get into the let me overthink it part. So I was like, before I even started my podcast, I'm a yapper. We already know I'm number one yapper. I've titled myself that. Okay. And I get called a yapper all the time because I yap, and that is what it is. Okay. But so I literally overthink everything, and it's a blessing and a curse, because sometimes it's a good thing because I overthink so much to the point where I over prepare, and then I just am prepared for anything. And, you know, I end up not getting screwed over about anything, which is a good thing. But other times I overthink so much that I literally stay frozen in time. Frozen. Like, just frozen. And I'm just like, oh, I don't want to do anything. So the thing is, before I started this podcast, I was like, okay, I want to do this podcast, and I want to, obviously I talked about it in the first episode, like, I want to start a community where we can talk about anything and I can talk about anything, and it's very open. And the reason I put this episode, like, I want to have this the third episode, like, really early on, is just to kind of explain what type of person I am. Again, anxiety, because I don't want anyone to, like, hate me. And it's fine. I understand. There are people who are going to hate me. There are people who are going to think I'm annoying. There are people who are going to hate my content. And you know what I say? I don't care. It is perfectly fine. Everyone is entitled to their own decisions. I can't force you to listen to my podcast. But if you don't, I will find out where you live. I'm just kidding. I can't make threats like that. I'm literally going to be shaking in my boots. You really believe me, though? You believe me? I don't think anyone believes me. Besides the point. Not that I'm not the type of person to not take seriously. Please take me seriously. Whatever. It is what it is. If you don't, at the end of the day, it's not that big of a deal. But when I first started this podcast, I was like, okay, I want to have a really successful podcast, right? And I was like overthinking it. I was like, well, I want to make money and I want to do this and I want to quit my job. But it's like, but I like my job. So why do I want to quit my job so far, like, so soon? But it's like, I want to pay off my school so that I can go back to school and get my education that I really want. And then it's like, but what if it doesn't go well and blah, blah, blah. Like, all of these thoughts in my head. So I was like, okay, in order for this to make it work, I need to sit down. I need to study. I need to watch every single YouTube channel episode that I can about how to make your podcast the most successful, right? And almost every single, like podcasts that are like, you know, tutorials on how to make an a successful podcast that I watched were like, oh, you know, the key is to post 3 episodes on your first day when you release it. That way people, if they like the first episode, they're going to keep listening and this and this. So what did I do? I literally was like, okay, I need to like, I'm going to record my first episode, second episode, third episode. I'm just going to release them all on the same day. And then I have so many things to talk about. So I'm just going to keep, you know, recording and posting. And it's going to be great. And I'm just going to like, you know, this. So I like jumped the gun. Right. And I did the first and second episode. They're recorded like how it is. I didn't have to record those many times. It was once recorded because I liked them and they're pretty good. And then I got to like the episode that I'm recording right now. Right. And I had already recorded this episode, I want to say a total of like 5 times already because of my anxiety and how much I overthink everything. Literally, I was like, well, I need to get this right because if it doesn't, like, people aren't going to want to listen to me anymore. And then they're just going to want to listen to the first and second. And they're not going to like the third. And they'll be like, oh, if she continues to be like the third episode, then we don't want to listen to her anymore. And she sucks and she's annoying and she's whiny and what she's crying about. All of these things in my head. So first episode, like the first couple ones that I recorded were terrible because I was so scared of saying something and then offending someone. Why is it that when I why is it that I feel so bad about offending someone if what I'm talking about is something that's true to me, you know? So here I am. I'm going to record this and I'm going to post it no matter what. Okay. It is what it is. And I've just like been overthinking about so many things and, you know, and that's just, and I've always had anxiety. I used to have really bad panic attacks. Really bad panic attacks. I think the last one I had was like 2 years ago or a year ago. I want to say it was a year ago. But I have really bad panic attacks, like where I hyperventilate and then my fingers fall asleep and my toes fall asleep and then I just pass out. In high school, little story time. In high school, I had worse panic attacks. Like I would have one almost every single period that I had in the day. And it was really bad. And I would have them almost every single day. Sometimes I would get them because I would just have anxiety attacks that would turn into panic attacks. Other times, I would just straight up have a panic attack. Sometimes I think, so I have really bad ADHD, right? Back then I was not diagnosed with anything. The little cocktails of mental illness that I now carry with me. Back then, these, like I had them, but no one, like it wasn't out in the open that I had them because I didn't even know I had them, right? So I would go about my day and I would just like constantly be like so anxious and like ADHD is like, it's this bad thing to where if I don't like the subject, I'm not going to focus on it. And if I don't focus on it, it's not going to get done. And then I'm going to go hyper focus on other things and whatever. So most of the time I didn't do my homework. Like I never did my homework to the point to where like I would be scared because I'm like, shit, like I didn't do my homework and I know I didn't do my homework and this is only my fault and the teacher's going to hate me and they're going to think that I'm lazy. And it's not that I'm lazy. It's just that I completely forgot. And it's not an excuse. It's just I just didn't have time to do it because I had this. And so because I have a terrible concept of time that I've learned now, I would get so much anxiety because I felt like I was going to disappoint my teachers. So then I would have a panic attack before going to their class. And sometimes I wouldn't even get to their class because I would just pass out. I'm not even kidding. It was so bad. Not going to lie, looking back now, I'm kind of surprised that it was not concerning to anyone. Like no one reached out to my parents at the time. Like, hey, your daughter passed out again. Guys, I would literally pass out. Like this is no joke. Like I would cold pass out on the ground. And it wasn't concerning to anyone. And it was because, I don't know, I think it's because I wasn't a good student in general. Like my first, second, and third year, I was more so first and second year, I was a terrible student. I never did my homework. I always had anxiety, so I never did anything. I just had all of these, like, I don't know, like terrible, like, thoughts in my head, things that are happening. Anyways, and just like, I would constantly have these, like, what's that called? Like daytime hallucinations. Daydreams. Daytime hallucinations. I'd have daydreams all the time, and sometimes those daydreams were filled with anxiety and then they would cause my own panic attacks. And that's what happened in school. It is what it is. I didn't grow out of it. I still have them, but I'm just better at like coping with them because I got therapy for it. So now I'm like a little bit better at knowing and telling when I'm gonna have a panic attack / anxiety attack, so I can already like start prepping myself to calm down. And knowing your triggers is a big thing. And I know my triggers, but sometimes, again, overthinking and feeling like I have so much anxiety, like I feel like my anxiety, I don't want to make anyone else feel uncomfortable, so I don't tell anyone about my triggers because I don't want anyone accommodating for me because I don't want anyone to be uncomfortable to accommodate for me, if that makes sense. Do you see where my anxiety comes from now? Like it's a cycle. It's literally a cycle. So now I tell some of my friends and my boyfriend knows about my triggers, obvi. And they're not bad, guys. They're not bad triggers. Like, I'm not talking about, like, bad triggers. Like, oh, I don't like to hear the word soccer ball because of the one time I got hit in the face. No. And I'm not making fun of anyone who has those triggers, guys. Everyone has their own triggers and their own, like, everything. All triggers are valuable and, what's that called? And validated, okay? But my triggers are things like physical. Like, sometimes if I don't have enough water, which makes sense, I will have more anxiety. Sometimes when I'm, like, in a room for too long with too many people, that is a big trigger, like, feeling claustrophobic. And a handful of other things that are more physical and mental, most of them. But, like, for example, like, if I haven't eaten all day, I'm more likely to have a panic attack than if I had a full course meal. With that being said, when I'm at work sometimes, I get so much anxiety. I have so much anxiety all the time. And I also have this other anxiety of oversharing. I grew up, I've always been an overshare. That's why I'm a perfect yapper, you know? But I would overshare to the point where it would like get to my brother's attention and then he would scold me. And I hate being scolded. So now my biggest fear is oversharing and sharing something that I'm not supposed to share, or constantly having to feel like everything is a secret because you can't let everyone know. But it's like, who cares? Who cares? If you don't care about it, it is what it is. So now I don't care. But that anxiety still lives with me. So I still have a fear of oversharing and people thinking that I'm a weirdo. It's always going to be one of my fears, I think. So I feel bad. Obviously, you can't control what everyone thinks, but it is what it is. Another, overthinking is really bad for me because it's like, it will literally stop me from doing certain things that I want to do. And it will stop me from going, like doing the one task that I want to do because I want to get it done. And then all of a sudden I'm overthinking about it because this can go wrong. You know, for example, growing up, I used to sing a lot. I still sing, but not nearly as much as I used to when I was younger. And like by singing, I mean, like I was on a Spanish TV show. It's on my YouTube channel. You guys can check it out. I was on a Spanish TV show. I sang with mariachi. I performed everywhere. I performed at a hotel in Florida once for a seminar. Singing wise, I performed places in Mexico. I've performed in LA. I've performed here in Chicago. I've performed, like, I had a handful of performances, and I'd like to think that I, like, you know, I did a lot of things. I also went through so much music school, like so much music schooling or schooling in music, or I don't know how to say that, but I've had personal vocal lessons, personal piano, like classical personal piano lessons, guitar lessons, flute lessons, piccolo lessons. And that's like a thing that not a lot of people know about me, is that I know how to play over 5 instruments. Like I actually a lot more, but the ones that I actively play like constantly are just the piano, the guitar, and the ukulele. I haven't picked up a flute in a while. I pick it up once in a while. Same thing with my harmonica and like my piccolo. Sometimes I pick them up, not really, but a couple of, like, I have a handful of instruments that like my mom would go to the thrift store and I just like pick them up because I was like, oh, this is cool. And then it just so happens that my music teacher at the time, they know how to teach me, so then they teach me. And I love instruments. I love music, and it's like a big passion of mine, right? But because I am such an overthinker, I allowed myself to overthink that I'm not that good, because if I was good, I would be big by now. But then I wouldn't do anything in order to be big because I would get scared to post because then I'm like, well, I don't sound good, or this thing is like small. And you would think that I was a perfectionist, right? But I'm not. It's just when it comes to my music, it's something that is so vulnerable to me that I feel like if I don't get it right, like I will hate myself for it. Okay. And I think partially, not that I think, I know that comes from growing up around friends who would completely not acknowledge the fact that that was me, would tell me that I was like, shut up, stop singing. Oh my gosh, you sing so loud. Like, stop it. I don't want to hear your voice. I would have people be like, oh, you think you're the shit. You are not even the fart. Basically, it's like, they're like, oh, you think you're the shit because you know how to play guitar or whatever. Play me this, this, and this. And then I would get anxiety because I was like, dude, I don't know how to play. I made myself believe, because of so many comments that I would get, that I didn't know how to play the piano or the guitar. for the longest time, I never touched them. And it came to a point to where I felt like utter complete trash, that I hated my voice. I hated my voice so much growing up. I hated it because I was like, well, why don't I have a soft voice like Billie Eilish? Why don't I have a soft voice like this and this? Like, why is my voice have to be so freaking loud and so annoying and cause so much drama for what? And then I would tell, and then I would have people comment like, oh, you would be a good singer, but you add too much vibrato to things. And I'm like, okay, I get that. And the thing now that I've learned is there are comments that you can listen to and you don't have to listen to. Like, there are certain things that you don't have to put. Oh, okay. Story time. This just remembered and triggered a memory. I was on the Spanish TV show. When I was filming in LA once, the Spanish TV show is kind of like your Spanish, like, American Idol type of thing. Like, you know, like, America's Got Talent. No. Yeah, like, America's Got Talent type of thing. And I was singing. Right, whatever. Anyways, after I got off, I sang in Spanish. It wasn't that bad. Like, yeah, did I go off tune a lot? Sure, but for the age that I was literally four. I want to say I was 14 because this was before my quinceañera. I was either 14 or 13. For the age that I was at, it was good. Like, it was good. It was good. And I'm proud of her. I'm proud of her. Love you, girly pop. Anyways, sorry. Just having a little inner healing child moment. But we filmed around like 3 a.m., right? So we filmed, whatever. Great experience. Great time. Loved it. Walk out. While we're waiting for this bus to, like, come pick us up to take us to the hotel where all of the performers are, literally, this man, a grown-ass fucking man, turns to me and says, yeah, you suck at singing in Spanish. Like, you just like never sing in Spanish ever again because you did a terrible job. Bro, I had four yeses and he literally had all no's. Bro was projecting. Like, bro gave jealousy vibes. Jealousy vibes of a like 13-year-old little girl who was with her mom. Anyways, my mom's like, don't listen to him, like, he's literally stupid. And I was like, okay, it is what it is. I literally looked at him and I laughed and I was like, okay, sounds good. Who says that though? Like, how much hatred do you have to have in your heart to say that to a child? I would never go up to a 13-year-old and tell him stuff like that. Like, what the anyways, whatever. Hope that man is not doing good. But besides, I'm just kidding, I don't care. Yeah, so I would constantly get, like, I would constantly believe that my voice wasn't good, that I needed to have a more airy voice, a more softer voice, that I could, you know, there's no more room for any more powerhouses, you know, bullshit. Anyways, whatever. What I'm trying to get at is me overthinking everything is not good. It literally sucks. It sucks the energy out of me. And I wish that I could just not overthink. So I feel like, with me telling you guys what's going on, I feel like you guys could feel closer to me and understand, like, what type of person I am. Like, when I do things or when I say things, like, if it's, like, people will take it the bad way, good way. This is me saying I don't care how you take it anymore. Like, I'm done apologizing for how loud and how much room my voice takes. I'm done apologizing with how much attention I get because I'm doing what I love. Like, I'm done apologizing for these things because my whole life I let myself get talked into being a certain image that wasn't me and doing certain things that weren't me. I love writing songs and I love playing the guitar and I love singing. And I allowed myself to overthink and allow my anxiety to take over and shut down the light that I had. So what I'm trying to say is, fuck tough love, okay? I don't care. If you have friends and you're like joking with them and you're like, oh, but it's tough love. Dude, shut up. Just say you're jealous and you're projecting. Just admit. Because that's rude. That is so rude. And obviously, this is, you know, very objective. Very subjective to the type of friendship that you're in. But personally, that just doesn't sit right with me. Like, that gives me jealous girl vibes. Like, that gives me, I'm going to project on you because I don't have a therapist to talk about this to. That gives me pick me girl vibes. You know, pick me, your shit, pick me, you know? So, because my friends don't do that. Me and my friends lift each other up. We don't do that. Like, oh my gosh. Anyways. Besides the point, It just like sucks. It sucks when you like look back and you're like, why did I let myself get talked into doing these things? Guys, mind you, I'm 22. Okay. I know I said in my first episode, I was 20. Anyways, I think you already said that. But anyways, I'm 22. Like my mom says that I talk like I'm like an old lady, an older lady, an adult or whatever. And I get it. And I understand, like, you know, and it's not that I've peaked because I haven't peaked, which my brother said that he believes that like you have multiple peaks. So I guess I might have peaked, but mentally I haven't peaked. Physically, I haven't peaked. Girl, I'm on a cut right now. The shit is the hardest thing ever, but it's not that hard when you have things prepped, but it's kind of hard because it sucks. But anyways, besides the point. So my thing is like, yes, I will overthink about a lot of things. Sometimes overthinking has made me prepared. So for example, the first time that my boyfriend and I went to the beach with his friends, I was like, well, what if this happens? Like, I had so much anxiety about the whole trip. Oh my gosh. Anyways, I prepped a mini emergency kit for myself because of how much anxiety I had. I had like bug spray, bug bite disinfectant, a little mini first aid kit. I had aloe for your sunburn. I had sun tanning lotion. I had sunblock. I had chapstick. I had chapstick for the sun, like, you know, sunblock chapstick. I had hairspray, perfume. All of these things, right? And I remember at the time I was like, oh, you probably overpacked. Guess what? We ended up having to need some of my things that I brought. And then my, like, one of his friend's girlfriends, which I love her. Her and I are besties now. She's like, I think she got bit by a bug. Guess who had a bug spray? Like, if you got bit, bug spray thingy, you know, me. I did. She's like, girl, you're so prepared. Bianca, if you're listening to this right now, just tell me you want me. Like, oh my God. Literally. But I was so happy. And that was like one of the main like things that I have in my head of how happy I was to be over an overthinker. I think that's one of the biggest things though. I don't think I've ever, I can't remember of another time where overthinking has brought me any good. Oh, maybe in my finances, when I overthink, I mean, certain things it's okay to overthink. Like for example, like if you don't know if you're gonna like make the week's budget, it's okay to not spend things and just like save that money instead because you're overthinking about it. It's better to have more than less. That's always my thing. So always overthinking with money in the way that it's like healthy for me is okay. Like I over budget, I extra budget, I make sure that I'm on my budget. Like, that's okay. It just gets bad when, you know, I'm overly anxious. And then if it fails, I'm like, end of the world. But as studies show, when a student is a C average student, they're most likely to succeed in things than those that are just straight A average students. Simply because I've already failed in life. Okay, I've seen the inside of the detention room. I have gotten multiple detentions before. Nothing to flex about, obvi. But like Alex Russo, I have seen failure. And I'm okay with that. I'm honestly, I'm still here. I'm still alive. So I just have to keep reminding myself, like, we've been at our worst before. Like, this is not rock bottom. We've been at rock bottom, okay? And we got out of that rock bottom. So we'll be fine. I think that that's, like, the main thing that I always constantly have to tell myself when I have, like, overthinking little spurs. It's just telling yourself, like, dude, you got yourself out of that situation. You'll be fine. Anyways, okay. I know that this week's episode is a little bit short. You know, you should stay tuned. Please, please share my podcast for the love of SpongeBob SquarePants, a Bikini Bottom. Please share it. Share it to everyone you know. Support a girl. Help a girl out, okay? Help a girl out. Because I honestly am a huge supporter of everything. I support everyone. And obviously I don't do these. I don't support people just so that they could support me. Is it a plus that they support me? Yes. But they don't have to, that, you know, it's just, I want people to support me because they want to support me. But also I support everyone. So it wouldn't be a bad thing if you support me too. Anyways, I hope that you guys really did enjoy listening to my podcast today. I know it's a little short. Stay tuned. Like I said, there might be something that I'm posting on later on. I hope that you guys all have a wonderful Friday and happy birthday to my boyfriend. Because this weekend is his birthday weekend. the weekend that I'm posting this on, which his birthday is February 1st. And you guys should all wish him a happy birthday too. Boop, boop. Anyways, please share, like, subscribe, or follow, or whatever you're listening to this on. Follow me on Instagram at Gisella Castillo. At Gisella dot. Okay, you guys know my Instagram by now. All right, I forgot my Instagram handle, like always. Anyways, please, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Welcome to my podcast. Thank you for listening to me, yeah. Hopefully I made some of you laugh, cause I love to talk. Let me talk about it.